Federal News Radio's Emily Kopp is here covering an event hosted by the Center for a New American Security, Deborah Lee James, the Secretary of the Air Force, speaking at this event. Emily, a big announcement at this event, and I wonder what brought on the announcement and what it consisted of. Thank you for joining me.
Sure. Well, to set the scene, this was a conference on women in leadership and national security hosted by the Center for a New American Security. The think tank has been doing research into this. It had a panel. And then Deborah Lee James was the keynote speaker. And she, you know, she's been around for a while, both in the private sector and in the Defense Department when she was one of just a handful of female executives. And so she really understands the challenges, I think, that women in particular go through when they're in the military. These initiatives mostly, I think, are intended to boost the number of women, but also just the diversity overall of the Air Force. And when she spoke, she couched it in terms of readiness, saying that this was really important for the Air Force to remain number one in the world.
This is not just about how we look. It's about our readiness. It's our capabilities today and for the future. It's how we are going to perform as an Air Force within the Joint Force in this very uncertain geopolitical environment. Bottom line is, to perform, we need top talent. And we claim the title today very proudly as the world's greatest Air Force. But to remain so, we have to learn to be comprehensively inclusive throughout our ranks and throughout our specialties. And if we get this done right, I'm of the opinion that we are going to glean very significant benefit from the many perspectives of the population we serve.
That's the Secretary of the Air Force, Deborah Lee James, speaking yesterday. Emily, what specifically did Secretary James roll out at this event?
There are 9 initiatives. Some of them already are existing, but they're going to get a little bit of a boost. Some are brand new. We've got the memos linked on federalnewsradio.com, as well as Secretary James's full half-hour speech. Among them are ones, I would break them up into a couple of categories, ones that would make the Air Force more appealing to people of color and to women in particular, ones that would make it more likely that they would stay in the force. And then there is a final one that addresses civilian employees in the Air Force. But if I can just list a couple of them.
Yes.
For example, getting into the Air Force for the first time, they're going to set a target of the number of female officer applicants at 30%. James says that, as far as she knows, it's the Air Force is the only service to do this, but women now make up about a quarter of that officer pool. So it's a big boost to increase that by 5%. But at this conference, the panelists who came earlier, and James said she heard every word of it, they were talking about how 30% is sort of a threshold percentage in any sort of office or unit, that if you have at least 30% of, say, a minority or 30% of people who are women, it changes the whole culture of the office. Whereas if you have fewer than that, it's just not enough for that momentum necessarily. So that is something new, that target of 30%. And if you want to look at ways that they would make the Air Force more appealing to women over the entirety of their career, they're going to do things like set a standard of a 1 year after giving birth, people would not be expected to deploy overseas.
Some of the things that are in your story at federalnewsradio.com are striking in that they demonstrate 2 things to me. One, that the Air Force wants to take on some sacred cows that have been around for a long time. And 2, that they're serious about this. These are things that will require some pretty substantial change. In some cases, it's cosmetic, but in some cases, it's actually physical changes. One of those, for example, is you write in this story on federalnewsradio.com, the service will make it easier for shorter people, those under 5'4", to become pilots. There are other planes besides the ones that are height restrictive that shorter people could fly. And what something like that sounds like to me, Emily, is that the Air Force is saying any restrictions that we thought were restrictions before, we have to figure out ways to make them not restrictions anymore. That's kind of my broader takeaway from all 9 of these that we have listed on the website.
I think that's fair. I mean, the case that you put that in point that you use, I love because I am 5'3" on a good day. And so I guess I wouldn't be able to be a pilot for the Air Force. They're saying these restrictions that we have in large part might have been set for a reason, but let's look at what that reason was and figure out if it still exists today. And with this particular example of the height restriction, it's also instructive for other reasons. There is a waiver process right now, but because the medical teams that have to measure you aren't spread throughout the country where all the ROTC units are, it's in practice limited to those who are at the Air Force Academy and not those who, say, are across the country in an ROTC unit. So they're not going to change that restriction, but they're going to make it easier for people to get those waivers by allowing those ROTC units to take that waiver process, the measurements, I'm not exactly sure how, but be able to measure people where they are as opposed to have it be restrained to the Air Force Academy.
Federal News Radio's Emily Kopp. I note in another area in which Secretary James is willing to take on uncomfortable topics, she very forthrightly discussed the issue of sexual assault in the Air Force. And the quote that struck me is, "We're doing better, but not well enough."
This was not part of her speech, but she was patient enough to answer a few questions after giving the speech. This was one by Michelle Flournoy, who is the director, the co-founder of the Center for New American Security, and was once rumored to be in contention as a defense secretary. And she brought up the question of sexual assaults in the military. James says, you know, it's like night and day compared to where it was a few years ago when the Air Force was really at the heart of the storm with a major crisis at its training center at Lackland Air Force Base in San Antonio. She said more people who have been sexually assaulted are now willing to come and report that assault. At the same time, the prevalence of sexual assaults is going down. But the new problem is that, or the persistent problem, is that victims are still being retaliated against when it comes to sexual assaults. And this is throughout the military. And so she said, you know, new training really has to emphasize that retaliation has to stop.